Hi, I'm Willis Kern. Thanks for choosing Sound Money on GLT, and thanks for listening to the Sound Money Podcast.
Support for GLT comes from Justin M. Boyd, financial representative at Country Financial, offering clients a one-on-one experience to meet all of their financial and insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and retirement options. More at facebook.com/Justin Boyd Country. This is GLT.
Debit cards make buying easy and convenient, but there are some pitfalls. Edgar Norton is professor of finance at Illinois State University, and we'll be talking about when to think twice about using your debit card. One is online, and this is primarily due to cybersecurity issues, I would assume, Edgar. Is that right?
Indeed. There's cybersecurity issues, and do you really know who's going to be looking at that information? Even a phone call. Someone calls you and tries to sell you something. You don't want to give them your credit or debit card information. It's best if you initiate that transaction. If you're calling a company and then you know who you're talking to, you can give them that information. But putting anything out there on the web that's unsecured as a debit card is an issue. You have better protection with a credit card than with a debit card. A debit card, worst case scenario, the crook out there can drain your account if you're not on top of things.
Whenever you travel, it seems like when you contact a hotel, whether it's online or over the phone, you want to reserve your room with a card. And some people will use a debit card, but why is that not a wise idea?
Well, it's not a wise idea because number one, they put a hold on it, so your usable account balance is lower than you might think it is. Number two, again, is there's the risk of fraud. What if that person isn't all that honest and they start taking $10, $15, $20 withdrawals out and you don't really notice that because it's a small amount and then all of a sudden you're missing a bigger chunk?
When you say they put a hold on it, for example, someone calls, they use their debit card to book a $150 room for one night, and then when they get there and they check out, they pay with a credit card, but there's a problem there because your debit balance is already being held for that $150, right?
That's correct. Just like if you go to a gas station many times, there'll be a sticker there warning you that you might be buying $10 worth of gas, but we might put a $50 hold on your debit card. And there's the issue, too, of what if you do use a debit card to make that reservation and then something happens and you don't make it there on time? You're not able to, whatever your schedule changes, you have a car problem and you can't make it there. Well, now your debit card is going to be charged unless you called ahead and rectified that. So it's much easier to deal with credit card issues than debit card issues because debit card, it is money coming out of your checking account. Whereas with a credit card, there's always an appeals process and you can protest charges.
You go out to eat on a weekend night and you whip out your debit card to pay for your meal. That's not always the best thing to do, is it?
Again, you're giving away some personal information that if that person is honest and trustworthy, there's no issue there. But if it's someone who can write down that number and then take advantage of that personal information, you got to be hyper. Maybe you don't want to be overly hyper, but yeah, you want to be hyper about giving away any type of personal information. It's like you give someone your debit card, it's almost like giving them a blank check, and you have to trust them to write in the right amount and to give you the right charges. 99.9% of the time, they'll do that. But what if they don't?
So one safeguard then for someone who uses the debit card is whenever you use it, don't let it out of your sight.
That's correct. And so, a fast food place, go out to a weekend with your family there. Okay, that you can swipe your card right there. It's always in your hand. You know where it is. I'm a little bit more cautious when you're going out somewhere and someone takes your card somewhere. There are greater legal protections for a credit card than for a debit card.
You go to the gas station, you pull up to the pump, you get out your card, you've made your purchase, you're paying for your gas at the pump with your card. You don't let it out of your sight. Why is it sometimes problematic at gas stations to use a debit card?
Well, the debit card, number one, is there's the hold factor. And number two, to really make us hyper, there's cybercrime. There's a technology called card skimming, which sometimes the crooks actually put a device inside that where you insert the card. And sometimes it's by computer and by radio frequency stuff where they pick up your card number and the PIN as you might punch it in. And so you can, there's a cyber crook everywhere. You really have to be careful with how you use that. And is there a solution to that? Well, no. Sometimes you just need to use the credit card. You just got to be careful where you're using it, or be careful where you're using a debit card. Or, if you're going out and you're spending 10, 20 bucks, why not use good old cash?
And some people go to get that cash at an ATM machine. Sometimes skimmers are even there, right?
That's right. You can't win, can you?
They say the skimmers sometimes are even at banks. Some of these ATM machines that are outside of banks, because the security isn't what it is inside, of course. So there's a better chance that a skimmer is going to be fixing up at a bank outside in an ATM than inside.
That's correct. And it might be a good question to ask. I'm sure the bank personnel would love me saying this on the radio, but to contact a bank and say what procedures do they have to make sure that their ATMs aren't being tampered with? How frequently are they checked to make sure there's no card skimming activity going on there?
What about paying bills online? People, maybe they have confidence in their electric company, their gas company, the city, paying for the water and sewer and that sort of thing. They take the charge every month. Is that okay to do that?
For a credit card, I'd be more confident doing it with a credit card. With a debit card, you move, you change addresses, they're still taking the money out possibly. And so, you, of course, if you don't have the charges, they won't. But again, you have greater control over the credit card. The debit card charges can continue, and then you may not know about it until sometime later. And after 60 days, you start losing money. Let me talk a little bit about the credit card safety issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because the legal aspect is the most you can lose on a credit card transaction is $50. And most of the major card holders, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, they waive that. They say 0% liability. If you're signing your name on something, you have 0% liability. And the most you can lose is $50. Whereas with a debit card, the responsibility is on your head. You have to let them know that, hey, there's an incorrect charge here, a possibly fraudulent charge, within a certain time frame. And if you, for some reason, if you go 60 days and you don't tell them about it, it's gone. That money is out of your pocket. And so if you're making a lot of little transactions with your debit card, you're not keeping track of all those receipts, you can, and you get lazy and don't look at your statements for a while, you just know I got a positive balance and that's good. Someone can be sneaking in there, and before you know it, you go to that ATM machine to take out money and you got a zero balance.
Some people, though, may think, I don't use a credit card because I don't want the banks to make money off me, so I'm going to use a debit card. I'm going to stay within my means. Mm-hmm. But now we've just listed reason after reason why that's not such a great idea.
Well, if you don't have the cash and you want to buy something, if you have the money in the checking account, the debit card will pay for it, but so will the credit card. I'd rather use the credit card and pay the bill in full when it comes due, since the money's already in my bank account. That was going to be withdrawn from the debit card. Why not just use the credit card and then have them automatically deduct the balance from your checking account?
So all of this begs the question, why do debit cards exist?
That's a good question. I like using green when I can. Go to the bank. I go to a bank and talk to a teller in person. They're still out there. Real people working in real banks and real credit unions. I get the cash, and for smaller transactions, I prefer using cash. If I'm, for the sake of convenience, I'll use the credit card at a restaurant or at the gas station or for paying for a hotel. But I don't see the need for a debit card. I can do everything with a credit card that I can do with a debit card, and I believe it's a safer way to do business.
All right, Edgar, thanks a lot. We've been talking about whether to use a credit card or a debit card. Edgar Norton is professor of finance at Illinois State University. I'm Willis Kern.